Other things as well coming up on the screen. I can see you're tweeting and texting. Feel free, whatever's on your mind this morning. Michael makes a point about Holy Cross Boys School. He says they're doing great work when it comes to reading. This is something that we touch on the programme from time to time. I suppose the educational achievements of boys versus girls, and very often it's the girls that are doing better than the boys. But apparently there is an initiative up at Holy Cross Boys Primary School, and it involves Cliftonville, according to Michael as well. Let me speak to the Vice Principal of Holy Cross, who is Chris Donnelly. Mr. Donnelly, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
This sounds like a pretty decent initiative. It's one of these get-togethers that you've had, apparently, with indeed dads and grandas and so on.
Yes, Frank. What we had, we ran last night a workshop, and basically the idea for it, that John Marie Real, the literacy coordinator in the school, and myself would both be big Cliftonville fans, Frank. So you'll appreciate we've had a few good years now. But we would go to a lot of the matches, and we'd see a lot of our kids at the games with their fathers. And we thought the idea, I mean, obviously we're a working class based school, all boys, and historically and indeed internationally, research shows that both of those factors count against boys, in a sense. Boys tend to find maths more enjoyable. They take the maths more readily than reading. And also, you know, research would show that working-class boys seem to have even more of a pronounced difficulty with reading. And that carries with them, obviously, through to second-level education, because obviously reading comprehension covers the breadth of curricular areas. So we're constantly looking for ways to try to push out and see how we can expand learning opportunities for our boys. We come up with the idea that, you know, because football is such a great father-son cherished experience, we wanted, in a sense, to promote the idea of shared reading endeavours being a cherished father-son experience. So we tied in with Cliftonville, and they a number of their players, you know, kindly were photographed reading with their children. Or Joe Gormley, who's a past pupil of our school, came into the school and did a bit of reading with one of the boys. And we used those photographs and gave leaflets out at a Cliftonville match recently, promoting this workshop that we ran last night and promoting the idea of the, you know, dads and lads reading together. Now, it should have started, Frank. The name of the program is 10-4 Lad. And what that means is 10 minutes for lads and dads reading. And the idea there is that every night, you know, hopefully, you know, the dad, or indeed, we pitched it wider than just dads, because we're conscious of the fact that maybe some households there mightn't be a dad per se, but granddads, uncles, just male role models. And we held that workshop last night, and we had, you know, we're just under 50 male role models attended from within the school community, so we're absolutely delighted with that.
So that's 50 adult males. Had they their young fellas with them, or did they come to listen to experts last night?
They came to listen to our literacy coordinator, who just talked about, you know, we're not trying to over... What we're trying to do is sell the idea of the shared reading experience being an enjoyable one for the father figure and the son. So give ideas about what to look out for, and to reassure them about the breadth of areas that, you know, it's not about just picking a novel and reading. It could be a match report. You know, if a father and son going to football games, picking up the newspaper the next day and talking about the match report, newspapers, advertisements, posters, all the, you know, the genre that is available out there to read, just taking that time to read with the boy, to point out little strategies to how to make that experience even more valued. You know, so we gave ideas about, you know, pointing, you know, look for words which mean the same as on a page, or opposite meaning, and, you know, some comprehension strategies. So it was as I say, it lasted about 45 minutes. But we were very, very pleased with the turnout, Frank.
There is the advantage, obviously, to the youngster learning to read. There's also, there's a whole series of different pluses with this. There's the community initiative. It benefits the football club. It benefits the reading skills of the adults as well. But maybe most importantly of all, the bonding between dad and son is hugely important via the contact.
Yes, no, you've hit the nail on the head, Frank. In a number of ways, it is quite beneficial. You know, we're very appreciative of Cliftonville for supporting this initiative for us, because again, it's advertised promoting the idea of that cherished father-son experience, the bond that you've mentioned, and also then reassuring. I think a lot of the times, perhaps, you know, the reading at night times tends to be done with the female, the mummy. And what we're trying, and sometimes it could be for different reasons, a lot of different reasons. Sometimes it could be just people, you know, picking up on stereotypes and running with them. And what we're trying to do is reassure the male figures that, you know, it's something not only they can do, but they can do it very well. It's just given that time commitment, and it is something that we believe that will pay dividends, obviously in the household for families, but also throughout the school community then.
Yeah, you're not saying mommy or auntie shouldn't read to the boys, but
absolutely not. Absolutely
every bit
not.
Helps, doesn't it?
Yes, that's the main line, Frank. You know, this is just something extra that we're trying to focus on. We did have some mummies, you know, after the, you know, saying, what about us? We do run reading workshops per se throughout the year, Frank, and, you know, iPad workshops we'd run for parents. We're quite tied in with Ardoyne Youth Club and Grace Women's Group and a number of other groups within the local community. But it was because we noticed that, you know, sometimes maybe at those different workshops there wasn't a great uptake of male figures. So we decided to target specifically for this initiative. We're quite pleased. I mean, that would be the largest turnout we've ever had for any parent workshop, to be honest.
It's great feedback. I'm really surprised you managed to get 50 guys from an initiative that you triggered through the football matches to turn up and listen to some experts talking about reading and reading aloud to your children. That's as good a one as I've heard about. You just briefly referred to iPad workshops. Are you commonly using iPads in your primary school?
Yes, in fact, we would have just over 440 pupils. We have, I think, we're just under 400 iPads in the school. So our Board of Governors have invested heavily in the last 3-4 years in iPad technology. We've put a lot of time in training parents, workshops a couple times a week for parents to be trained by the ICT coordinator. And obviously our staff, teaching, classroom assistants, would be trained throughout the year on how to make the most, because at the end of the day, iPad, it's a learning tool. It's a very valuable one in this day and age, but it's getting the most out of it, so it's not just a toy in the classroom. We spend a lot of time training our teachers, classroom assistants, and then the parents and children to make the most of it, because it is, in one sense, it's one of the technologies of today and of the future.
And do the kids take the iPads home? You spoke about a working class environment that most of your children come from. I have a picture of, you know, dads leafing through a well-used book as they read to their children. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're scrolling on the trendiest of kit.
Well, wouldn't send, to be honest, right? We have another community program through the school called No Child Left Behind, and through that initiative, there are a number of boys who would take their iPads home at the weekend to do numeracy and literacy and creative arts works at the weekend with parents. But most of the overwhelming majority of the iPads would stay in the school at the weekend, Frank.
Well, you sound like as if you're setting the pace, Chris, and fair play to Holy Cross Boys. It's a great idea. No wonder Michael highlighted it. Thanks for coming on,
no
Chris.
Problem. Thank
you.
Again, Everett.
Thank you. Chris Donnelly is the Vice Principal of Holy Cross Boys Primary School. Are you a dad who's reading to your young fella, or indeed do you leave it up to mum to do it? Well worth thinking about, because the advantage you give to your child by reading to him or indeed her is such a plus.
The Frank Mitchell Phone-In on U105. Conversation for you.